Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Just create.
Come on.
Oh, if you let it, he can.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Come on, church. Come on, and open up your mouth and just thank God. Amen. Come on and make a joyful shout to the Lord all you need. Tell the Lord the gladness. Come before His presence. Don't the Lord be His God. He is for His name. And not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. For the Lord, He is good. Amen. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Because God is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To do all things. We thank you, Father God, for this day. Amen. Hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that when they said unto us, let us go into the house of the Lord, hallelujah, that we was glad, oh God, we come on back, hallelujah, give you all honor, praise, and glory, oh God, all over your word, oh God, we don't find it robbery, oh God, hallelujah, to come aside, oh God, hallelujah, in this time, oh God, giving you thanksgiving, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, oh God, in the life of your children, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, we bless your holy name, Father God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus, hallelujah, is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ. And we believe in him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Hallelujah. Out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord God, you are creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, and a repentant in all its ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind, or that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. But with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah to your name, God. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Hallelujah. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Hallelujah, let the fire burn heavily increasing in us. Amen. Uphold us with our free spirit and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, O God. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving guidance, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Create in us a heart of worship. For we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Amen. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. And make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savory aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in, hallelujah, in love and all the adoration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, renew a right spirit within us. That the mind of Christ arise within us right now over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man. That we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. the glory of God is birthing us and is manifesting his glorious presence right now, and we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that, hallelujah, we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, we live, we move, and we have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come boldly to the throne room of grace, oh God, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us right now in our time of need. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you are our high priest, that you sympathize with our weaknesses, for you was in all parts and all points tempted, yet you sin not, amen. Help us right now with our weaknesses. We sin not, that we will not succumb to temptation of this world, but to be delivered, amen, from all temptations. We come entering into your rest according to Hebrews 4:9. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God, amen. We thank you that we are your people, amen, and hallelujah, that you are our God who loves us, amen, so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord God, help us all today. Lord, comfort all that who mourn, oh God. Console those, oh God, who mourn, hallelujah, in this realm, oh God. Give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the glory and praise of the Spirit of Heaviness. Hallelujah. That we may be called the trees of righteousness, the plant of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we greatly rejoice right now in the Lord. Hallelujah. We are joyful in our God. Amen. For you, Heavenly Father, has clothed us with garments of salvation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have covered us with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments and as a bride adorns herself with a jewel. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. If we had a thousand tongues of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this service. Move mighty on the children of God. Hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah. Oh Lord, let deliverance take place in this service, oh today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we all be delivered from all that's not of you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, being translated out of darkness into your glorious light. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come to be changed. Let change take place, oh God. Lord, change it and make us more like you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we give it all over to you. Right now, we cast all our cares and fears and burdens down, and we pick up the peace that you give, oh God, the peace that surpasses our understanding, that no one or anything of this world can take it away because the world did not give it to us, and we just want to say thank you for your peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, have your way, God. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Jesus, that you brought all shame and torn away and broke all our infirmities, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah, that you came to set the captive free. Father, we repent for ever agreeing with the devil in his lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and commission. Amen. We repent for practicing sin openly and in secret in defense of your love. Now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, and who you are, and what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we break and destroy every agreement with the devil right now, hallelujah, and every assignment against our life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We renounce all thoughts and feelings, hallelujah, and spiritual fear, pride, anxiety, shame, rejection, guilt, condemnation, addiction, perversion, anger, wrath, rage, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, affliction, jealousy, lack, loneliness, poverty, and death, lying, lust, obsession, occultism, pain, religious spirits, python spirits, limiting spirits, familiar spirits, spiritual rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul tie, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else is not of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we choose now with the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now, and we ask you to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we ourselves, we forgive ourselves. Hallelujah. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness of the lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit, not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy in his lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, call about faith, we receive your mercy and grace and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus. Amen. And we are redeemed, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for your blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse from our life and family bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break any and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, unholy oaths, and alliances that we may have knowingly and unknowingly made with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we draw bloodline now. We declare that God, we are redeemed from our curses because you have made a curse on the cross so that we may receive your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare that God, by faith, that Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our way maker, our life, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our holder. Hallelujah, our standby, he loves us. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, glory to your name, God. We stand against every spirit that is in us and on us or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we hallelujah, in his name, we command every evil spirit that is on us or in us or attacking us and those in our family to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those, hallelujah, that we're in charge over lives and all that's on the line today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any evil spirit in us or hold us to come out, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed, redeemed, and saved. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to our life. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come off us, come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that who the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you for your glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation, our healing, our deliverance with godly sin as your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defines your word, oh God. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts, oh God. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our lives, against our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Teach us to walk, oh God, in your ways and in your stature. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflow with your living waters. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, that you've already blessed the day and made it great. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For making a way, oh God, for those in our family. We thank you, Lord God, for remembering us all today, oh God. We thank you for restoring our soul, oh God. We thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, that we can stand on your promises. We thank you for your presence right now, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. We bless your name, God. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for blessing us, oh God. We pray for open heaven right now, that you'll pour our blessing, oh God, for those of us who are here in service right now, that we won't have room enough to receive, oh God, that others will be blessed by the overflow of blessings that you stored upon us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that it would come to your holy mouth today. Let the blessings of Zion be upon our life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Let, hallelujah, let our soul be like a water garden so that we will sorrow no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Let gladness and joy overtake our life, oh God. Let sorrow and sadness flee away in the name of Jesus Christ from the life of your children. Let everlasting joy be upon our head, for we have come to Zion this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that all our waste places become like Eden and our desert like the garden of the Lord, our God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that there is no ruin in our life, but we receive and walk in the blessing of Eden. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, let restoration come, oh, Lord. Restore, oh, God. Restore our health, oh, God. Restore us the wholeness and newness of life, oh, God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every bone, every tissue, every nerve in our body, oh, God. Restore marriages, oh, God. Restore relationships between family members, oh, God, where the enemy has caused division, oh, God. Lord, we pray for divine unity to take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, restore businesses, oh, God, of your children. Restore finances and support, oh, God. Restore the peace in the home, oh, God. Restore the joy, oh, God, that's been taken away in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, I pray right now, I pray for open doors, oh, God, for the life of your children. Lord. Open doors of blessings, doors of favor, oh God, doors of good relationships, good opportunities, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, close doors, oh God, that the enemy has been operating through, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Open up doors of blessing, doors of healing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, and we decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way, that we are blessed and we could never be cursed, and all things are working together for the good of our life, for you have blessed us, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, restore prayer in the home. Hallelujah. That's what I'm hearing. Restore prayer in the home. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. That we're the head and not the tail. We're on top and not the beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but above them. Amen. For God has made us the lender and not the bar. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are blessed beyond measure. We thank you, oh God, as you have blessed us. Amen. That you've kept us. We love you, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail at the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's the time to pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. If you receive that prayer, may it be unto you by your faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Just thanking God this morning that God has kept us, that God has remembered us. Amen. Hallelujah. That we did not take our last breath, but we have breath. We have life. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome, church. Welcome, family. We welcome you. Amen. Here at the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas, we welcome you, Pastor Dorothy Manning and Apostle Tommy McMahon, our senior pastors here. We welcome you, those around the world, here in Houston, Texas, surrounding cities. Amen. Louisiana, Chicago, Illinois. Those are in Illinois, any part of Illinois. Amen. Also, New York, New Jersey. Hallelujah. Detroit, Alabama, Mississippi. Hallelujah. Those of you all in Africa, welcome, welcome, welcome. And around the world, we welcome you today. We pray that you receive what you come for today. Amen. We decree and declare that there should be no lack of God's goodness operating in your life, in our life. Amen. We have the goodness of the Lord on our side. Amen. And so we thank God for his goodness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that it is all possible in him who believes in our Father that is able to do all things, the creator of all, in all, for all. Amen. So we welcome you. If it's your first time with us here in Sunday service, please press 1. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, please press 1. We want to welcome you. We want to personally welcome you, pray for you, and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, if it's your first time here with us, press 1. We want to welcome you. Amen. Here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Hallelujah. Giving all honor to God, our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Holy Spirit that worketh in us. Amen. So press 1. If you're online listening today and it's your first time with us, we want to hear from you. So call in to 845-277-9213 and press 1. We want to pray with you, pray for you. We want to definitely welcome you first and pray with you, pray for you. We know that there is power in agreement, amen. The prayers of the righteous avail as much, amen. So there's power. The Bible says when there are two or more gathered in his name, such an agreement, says, there I am in the midst, amen. So whatever you ask in Jesus' name, that I will do, amen, according to the will of God. So if that is you today, press 1. If not, welcome. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, you all, we're going to have our communion. So if you have your communion elements, if not, grab those. We're going to have a song selection, and then we'll be back here for our communion. So stay with us. Go ahead and grab everything you need to take communion this morning. Amen. And we're going to play a song here and have a song selection, and then we'll be right back again with our communion, taking our communion. So grab what you need, your cracker, your juice, and we'll be right back. Amen. Stay right there with us.
God, we said tonight, amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you. just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
Every valley you used to trade
to me.
Send me. I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say
it.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
I stand amazed at your
glory. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Let us prepare to take communion, amen. The Bible says in the book of verse 14 through 20, it said, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to keep this fast only with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to him, saying, this is my body which is given me. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11, 47, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us right now of our sins, our known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions and trespassing iniquities, Father God. Cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us, of each of us, of all unrighteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ, who went to the cross for us. We thank you that Jesus took our sins and our transgressions, our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you and we remember your suffering and how you were beaten and murdered, spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, touching us, healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which was broken for you, and partake in faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, you may take it now. You may eat. Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and cleanses us, and washes away all our sins, all of our iniquities, all our transgressions, all our trespasses, and your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, and we decree and declare that all is well, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and then we'll be back with the preach word. Amen. Hallelujah. So stay right there with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. At this time, we have a song selection, brother. I'm sorry, from Brother Joe Washington out of New York, New York, and then we'll have a preacher word. Welcome, Brother Joe.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. You know, God is able. You know, I'm down in Shreveport, and God just working wonders, you know, and I'm just so happy. I'm so happy to be here with my nephew. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Whoa, Jesus is on the main line now. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. Whoa, if you want your body healed, tell him what you want. Lord, if you want your body healed, tell him what you want. Whoa, call him up and tell him what you want. If you need just a little more power, tell him what you want. Lord, if you need a little more power, tell him what you want. Whoa, if you need just a little more power, tell him what you want. Whoa, call him up and tell him what you want. Mainline, mainline, tell him what you want. Whoa, mainline, mainline, tell him what you want. Whoa, mainline, mainline, tell him what you want. Whoa, call him up and tell him what you want. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Brother Joe Washington, we thank God for you. May every person that left your body, God restore you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank God for your commitment. Amen. May God bless you for your obedience
you.
Abundantly to overflowing. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, church, we're going to go ahead and enter in and receive the message. Amen. I'm going to be delivering a message today, and we just thank God for his presence. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for what he's doing even right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus, if you come today, amen, I trust and believe that you came believing on this morning, believing God to do it, believing God to turn that situation around, believing God to supply all you need, believing God for the healing, believing God for your breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and receive it. Open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and walk in expectations that God is going to do it for you. Amen. If he's done it before, he's going to do it again. If he did it for your family member, guess what? He could have done it for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You have a choice on today. Amen. What are you going to choose? Amen. Are you going to choose and believe what God says or what the world is saying? Amen. Will you choose to believe the promises of God? Hallelujah. Or what man says? Amen. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to rejoice in this day. Amen. Knowing that God has kept me and those in my family. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. When I look back over my life and see what God has brought me. So all I can do is shout glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray as we enter in to receive the word of God on today. Amen. That will surely bless our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We give it all over to you, God. We exalt your name above all names. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, another. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Amen. I decree so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you for it, Lord. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and a fighting spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of doubt, disbelief. We come against you right now, spirit of oppression, depression, pride, and fear. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the crowd is delivered. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Let it take root in us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and be engrafted on our hearts and our minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word and who you are in it. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us now in service. According to Isaiah 60:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Excuse me, y'all. I hope you all can hear me clear on today. I give all praise and glory and honor to God for being able to be here on today, amen, withholding nothing. I give it all over to God. Are you willing to do that? Give it all over to God, every situation, everything that's concerning you and your family. Give it over to God, amen. The message today is the fight is on. The fight is on. I want us to understand this. Like it or not, faith involves spiritual warfare. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Are you ready for combat? Are you combat ready? The fight is on. When you made a decision to follow Jesus, when you made a decision, amen, that had no turning back, when you made a decision to believe, amen, that Jesus came and he died for you, when you made that decision to give your life over, the fight was on. The enemy is upset. He's doing everything he can to try to get you, to conquer you, to make you come over. That is his divine plan for each of God's children. To destroy you, to kill you, to destroy you, to take from you. Hallelujah. I want you to understand it today that the fight is on. See, it is amazing how God will use natural tools to make a spiritual difference in our lives. You're wondering what the things that you went through, and a lot of people, you see, they've been through a lot in their lives before they send them for the work. Hallelujah. I hope y'all can hear me clear on today. Amen. I hope you can hear me clear. In the army, when we talk about soldiers, amen, understand that the fight is on, and we are soldiers in God's army. See, a person, when you enter into an army, you are just a person, a regular person. See, a person entering into the army has to be turned into a soldier. See, so the army's first challenge is to turn that person from whatever they just came out of or off of into a soldier. First is making that person look like one. Amen? First is making that person look like one. See, the new recruits of how you are taken to a big warehouse that has an assembly line where they are given everything they will need to be called as a soldier. Boots and hats, belts and uniforms. Before going to the assembly line, orders are given to them to be authorized to pick up the uniform. See, in the same way, we as believers are given spiritual orders in Ephesians 6 and 11. The Bible says, put on the full, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. I want to understand, we say whole, the word whole means completely in every part, leaving nothing out, or to be perfectly sound. See, our warfare cannot be perfectly sound unless we use every part of the armor of God. See, clearly, hallelujah, it's clearly saying that the armor of God gives us the power to stand against the walls of the enemy in the midst of the evil days. Hallelujah. How many of y'all saying, I'm in that time right now. I'm in the evil day. I'm dealing with the evil day today. I've been dealing with the evil day. Hallelujah. So the Bible speaks for wiles in both the Old and the New Testaments. Hallelujah. I want us to understand the word wiles, among other things, it means treachery. It means conspiracy. It means beguilement, trickery, and deception. See, to be subject to the wiles of the enemy means to be deceived. See, few people willingly worship the devil, but worship is what the warfare is all about. See, God desires our worship, but the devil wants to be worshipped as well. See, when we accept the things of the world from the devil, it is the highest form of worship, and it opens demonic doors in the spirit realm. Worship is not just what we do, but what we abstain from doing. Amen? See, most believers are trying to serve God, so the enemy has to use deceiving methods to make them worship him instead. I want us to understand this, church. In the New Testament, the word of wiles is the methia is the Greek word. I want you to understand. Though it is related to the English word method, it actually means to operate under a traveling cover and to lie in wait. So this is the foundational truth of the wiles of the devil, to lie behind the scenes and watch a person until a vulnerable moment arrives. See, then through various means, all designed by the satanic kingdom, the man is attacked and deceived. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. Because many of us are being deceived by the enemy. He's come to destroy your home. He's come to take from you. He's come to kill you. But you, hallelujah. But he's got you thinking in a whole other way, like he's working for you, like it's working for your good, and it's not. I want us to understand the whole armor. It's just more than just speaking. I want you to understand. Ephesians 6 and 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, this verse indicates the armor of God is for the brethren. See, all those who are saved and blood bought. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. When we jump down to Ephesians 6, verse 14 through 18, it explains every part of the armor and its purpose. See, the passage begins by telling us to put on the armor in order to stand. See, this word stand, hallelujah, it means to abide in, establish covenant. See, when we stand, we abide in the covenant promises of God. Putting on the whole armor of God is a part of this covenant, amen? See, God's covenant promises to us, amen, too, is that no matter how mad the devil gets and how evil times given. He will keep and protect us. Amen. See, personally, I want you to understand, I find it easier to go from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet and put on my armor. See, after I am spiritually dressed from head to toe, I take up the sword of the spirit and the shield of faith and go forth equipped for the evil day. Amen. See, I want us to understand each part has a purpose. See, every individual piece of the armor covers a vital part of the body, such as the head, the heart, the loins, and our feet. The armor also covers our offensive and defensive positions against the enemy in the spirit. The helmet, hallelujah, the helmet is our armor of salvation, hallelujah, and it means to encircle and protect the head. So when we wear the helmet of salvation, it empowers us for continued renewal of the mind. The mind is a spiritual battlefield, and without the helmet of salvation, it is impossible to have a victorious life in Christ Jesus. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. See, in the military, I want you to understand it's important to have your head covered. Going outside without a head covering was unheard of in the military. Hallelujah. Many that was in the military were brainwashed to believe that this was unacceptable. So if your head was not covered in wartime, the enemy could easily test you from above and target you for attack. So this is why, hallelujah, our caps and helmets, hallelujah, for those in the military that were made to fit it with the scenery as the enemy forces flying above them and they could not identify them. That's why you see the camouflage, amen? So I want you to understand the principal power of the air can easily identify believers who do not wear the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. I'm convinced that people who end up in the backsliding stage took their helmets off at some point. At some point. Hallelujah. The breastplate of righteousness covers the chest. In the days of Roman soldiers, the true warriors wore a breastplate for battle. So this part of the armor is very important because it covers the heart. To be righteous means to be in the right standing with God. To do this, we must guard our hearts. The word breastplate, I want to understand, it means a corset consisting of two parts and protecting the body on both sides from the neck to the middle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to understand how important it is, and if you've been in law enforcement or you know someone that's in law enforcement, they wear something that's easily related to the breastplate too, which is a bulletproof vest. So when they're on duty, they never go without it, because at any time they can walk to a dangerous altercation and be under fire, be under attack. See, because we do not know when the enemy will attack, we should put on the whole armor of God every day. Surely we need the breastplate daily to guard our hearts. Witchcraft flows freely through dirty hearts. A dirty heart is a heart that is not right with God. Dirty hearts attract wrong spirits. Hallelujah. I met prayer warriors who were powerful but had wrong spirits. They go, of course, by allowing the wrong seeds to be planted in their hearts. David was a great prayer warrior, and he prayed, "Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Hallelujah. The belt. The Bible says that our loins should be girded, you all, about with truth. We look at Ephesians 6 and 14. So how we need loin truth in a church today. This word gird, you all, hallelujah, it means to be fastened with a belt. See, I don't think that it is by chance that this part of the armor covers our private parts. It is only the truth that can keep even a believer sexually pure. See, I have met with some of the greatest men and women of God, and they have admitted either to being trapped or almost trapped by seducing spirits. Hallelujah. See, let us look at the fall of mankind. The death that Adam and Eve experienced was not natural death. They lived hundreds of years after the fall. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 25, and I say it again if you're writing it down, in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 25, before the fall of Adam and Eve, were both naked. And it is interesting that after they fell, the Bible declares that nakedness as if they never were ever. As if they would never work earlier. So apparently this was a different kind of nakedness. So you see Genesis 3 and 7, you'll see this for yourself. Hallelujah. see, it's strong and exalted concordance. The Hebrew word translated naked in Genesis chapter 2, verse 25 is a armor, and it simply means to have no clothes on. However, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, after the fall, the original word for naked is Aram, which comes from Aram, but means to be made bare. That is to be removed from under the covering of God. So we do not have to be uncovered in the private areas of our lives, especially when it comes to sexual purity. God gave us a way out before the enemy ever laid his snare. So if you are a man or woman bound by sexual impurity, repent and go the other way. Gird your loins about and hallelujah with truth and walk out. Hallelujah. Walk out of the enemy's, hallelujah, stronghold right now today in the name of Jesus, if that is you. Just as the enemy had a tailor-made trap, God has a tailor-made deliverance for you. Amen? Pray and then contact someone you can trust. You need support, and God has someone for you. Seek counseling, deliverance, and accountability. If you attempt to walk out your deliverance alone, the enemy will, hallelujah, the enemy will snuff you out quickly. Let's talk about the shoes. It's important that our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We look in Ephesians 6 and 15. The steps of a just man are led by the Lord. Psalms 37 and 23. Understand this, church. This is the covenant that we have with God concerning covering our steps. We may make some mistakes, but God ultimately delivers us into victory. Hallelujah. Amen. See, when the book of Ephesians speaks of the gospel of peace, the word peace is the Greek word eirene. So when our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, it prepares a path for our way to be prosperous. See, there is also a rest. Release. Amen. And we are at one with the will of God for our lives. Hallelujah. The sword. Here the sword is both an offensive and a defense. It's an offense and a defense weapon. So the word sword is, and it is defined as an instrument of war for judicial punishment. See, it is related to the Greek word mash. So, and this word is issued to convey controversy, fighting, and striving. You are the sword of the spirit is a weapon used for war. So weapons are made to attack and to protect. A sword can be used to stab or to stop a blow. So though this part of the armor is offensive in nature, it also has a defense operation. So it has a defensive operation. Ephesians 6 and 17, it declares that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So this is the part of the word of God that judges our enemies. In biblical times, God brought the sword upon the land to judge the enemies of his people. So this was the case of Babylon. When we look in the book of Ezekiel 33, verse 2, hallelujah, we do not use the word to judge our enemies, but when we carry the sword in obedience, the word of God automatically judges them. When we take the shield of faith, it is described as a large door-shaped shield in the spirit. So based on this, I believe we can say that using the shield of faith closes doors to our enemies. Ephesians 6 and 6, chapter 6, verse 16 says that above all, we should take the shield of faith so that the fiery darts of the wicked will be quenched. So this is a very important part of our defense in spiritual warfare. A shield covers and protects. So without this part of armor, doors can be opened to ignite the darts of evil in our lives. Then we should be praying in the spirit. See, many do not see this part of the armor of God. Ephesians 6 and 18 reads, pray in the spirit always, on every occasion, in every season, with all kinds of prayer and supplication. To that end, be alert with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. See, God consecrated people. See, praying in the spirit is a part of the armor that we use offensively, but it becomes a defense of those from whom we stand in the gap. So as we release a weapon of prayer, our enemies will be shut down. We have to pray in every biblical manner, especially praying in tongues. I believe that those who refuse or neglect the gift of tongues in their lives have a big hole in their armor that causes them to be less effective in the kingdom. See, every person in the body of Christ should be putting on the whole armor of God. God has given each piece to us. Amen? Hallelujah. Not part works alone. So I want you to understand that no part works alone. Ephesians 6 and 13. He reminds us that the days will be evil. So as a believer, you will be under attack. The whole armor of God helps us to ward off the attacks of the enemy. See, this revelation, hallelujah, these revelations may seem too radical to you if you are in a comfortable zone. But those in the household of faith must take a radical position against the wiles of the devil. See, the motto of the natural army is to be combat ready. Hallelujah. So are you combat ready? Because the fight is on. In other words, every time a training exercise is called, soldiers must be ready to respond as if it was a real war. Are you fight ready? Because the fight is on. God is calling his church to a real war mentally. Do not be afraid of what is new to you. Allow these revelations to put a demand on your spirit to go to the next level. I challenge you, plunge into the deeper things of God. Hallelujah. Because the fight is on. The fight is on. Hallelujah. 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 I pray that you all are able to receive one today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Many don't believe that there's a spiritual warfare. Many don't believe a lot. And it's all about what you believe. But I'm here to tell you, children of God, the fight is on. Put on the full armor of God and understand and know it is time for you to fight. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is with you. Amen. The battle is already won. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Will there be one on today? The doors of the church is open. Glory to God. Will there be one on today? We welcome you. We invite you in right now. If you've never prayed the prayer of salvation, hallelujah, let us pray that with you on today. Press one right now. If you've been bad astray, you've been back to me, you cannot want to rededicate your life to Christ, press one. We here. Minister Learn Green and Pastor Dorsey Manny was here to pray for you, pray with you, help you along the way. Amen. We want to love you right where you are. Amen. Hallelujah. We here to pick up. In the name of Jesus. If you need prayer, something that you're going through, I want you to understand there's power and agreement. Let us pray with you and pray for you. Press one. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that you're going through, don't keep silent. Don't let the enemy silence you. Amen. Let us touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Catch one. Bless you today. Amen. If you have a testimony, you want to testify on the goodness of the Lord in your life. Amen. Press one. We want to hear from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to understand that God is omnipotent, omnipresent. So wherever you are, I want you to understand God can reach you right where you are. Snatch you right out of that situation. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God is able. Amen. He's still able. Hallelujah. If you're looking for a church home, we welcome you here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We all love you right where you are. Amen. Love you to life. Press one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We wait on you. There's one today. If there's one, we're waiting for you, the one. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that went forth on today, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you help us, oh God, and those in our family right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may receive Jesus, amen, as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we ask you to call them nigh unto you this day, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that there be a great pouring in right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, do a new thing right now. Help us to receive the change, oh God. Help us to put on the full arm, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, that we may stand, oh God, against the wiles of the devil. And not only in the time of the evil day, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that we're already conquered through Christ Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Father, we get back up again, oh God. So Lord, I pray, oh God, that you'll strengthen your children this day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with a supernatural strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. If you are another means of sending over your tithes and offers, to remit those to, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God again for today and just another opportunity that God has given us to be here. I do not take life for granted. I am well aware that life is short, not just in sin, but it is very short. Amen. And we just thank God for life, health, and strength, and all that God has done and doing and about to do. Amen. Let us pray our tithes and offering. Dear Jesus, make us a ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity, hallelujah, and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spiritless, generous heart. And we thank you, Lord God, that all that is given on today and all that is given, oh God, and purpose on it to give. Oh, Lord, that you restore those, oh God, that's your stewardship, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, God bless you. God keep you all. Thank you all. Amen. Today, our announcements here, amen, the Gospel Ministry here in Houston, Texas. Today is April the 10th, I believe. Is it April the 9th? April the 10th, yes. April the 10th, amen. We thank God for the new day. April the 10th, our morning announcements. Our announcements are as follows: Monday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here at 845-277-9213. Join us if you can. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. And on Saturdays at 1 p.m., we have our Saturday school. And Sundays at 10 a.m., we have our Sunday service. And at 2 p.m., we have our recap of our Sunday service. So join us if you can. If it's your birthday, we want to wish you a happy birthday this month of April. Happy birthday to all the April birthday babies. Happy birthday. May God continue to bless you and keep you. May God bless your life. That's great in your beginnings. May you have long life, good health, and strength in the blessings of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Also, if you're celebrating your wedding anniversary, happy anniversary to you and yours. May God continue to bless your union. May increase it in love and patience and joy and happiness and the peace and the favor of God be with you both. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may God bless you with long life together. Amen. And may you live not one day apart or one day. Hallelujah. And I speak that in Jesus' name, I pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We do have an event that's coming up here in the month of April, April 30th. Good Comedy Presents hit stage play Enough. So if you have not gotten your tickets for the play, please do so. Pre-sale tickets is April 15th at $27, and general admission is $35. You will call the number 832-725-8094 to get your tickets. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. That does conclude our announcements for today. Amen. I think that's all I have as far as the announcements. Not sure. But we thank God. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Again, I thank you all for being here with us online today. Amen. Amen. We hear the Gospel Public Ministries. We bless you, Minister Lauren Green and Pastor Dorsey Mann and myself, Apostle Tony Commander. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we thank God for everyone today. I'm just so grateful. I'm in a place of gratefulness. And I tell you all, no matter what it look like, sound like, taste like, is like, trust God in it. And know that you're coming out, and you're coming out, you're not just coming out, you're coming out in a wealthy place. Amen? How about that? How about you know, I'm coming out, I'm not just coming out, but I'm coming out in a wealthy place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going to come out the same, but you're going to come out greater. You're going to come out better in the name of Jesus. Remember, the fight is on. Amen? Put on your full armor of God. Amen? And go in. Go in a winner and come out a winner. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. And now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. Remember Jesus, Lord, the devil is defeated, and you're already blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
yeah.
Don't to get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then I'll